Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Kevin Brasler's in the studio. You've probably heard him before, unless you're new to this show. And if you're new to the show, welcome. Thank you for listening. Kevin is the executive editor at Consumers Checkbook. That's checkbook.org. And they are a .org, a nonprofit, meaning they don't take money from anybody when they review products or services. A lot of it's services, right?
Yeah, mostly services. We leave it to Consumer Reports to evaluate products. But like Consumer Reports, we don't have advertising. We don't take referral fees from businesses. You know, there's lots of sources of ratings and information out there these days, but most are compromised by, you know, there's a transaction occurring where the business is getting promoted, and then sometimes it seems like it's being promoted in this, you know, rigorous, independent fashion, but it's not.
And, right.
And these days, especially with influencers, I mean, my kids are constantly coming to me and saying, oh, we should go to this restaurant or go on vacation to this place. And I'm like, what do you even know about this?
Yeah.
And they said, well, I saw it on TikTok. And, you know, they don't know that the place got, you know, that TikToker got hundreds of thousands of dollars for saying nice things about it.
Right. Heck, I was just telling you, when I go to Google, I'm Googling something. I gave it specifically what I'm looking for, and it tries to sell me three pages of what I'm not looking for.
Yeah, or it gives you an answer. If you ask it a question, it'll give you an answer that's generated by AI. But, you know, a lot of times it's the answer seems very definitive, right?
Yeah,
confident, but often the answer is just wrong.
Absolutely.
It's relying on sources that are incorrect.
And who are you going to complain to?
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to do about that?
Nobody. Right? So every time Kevin comes in, they give you access, because there is a paywall. I told you they're a .org. checkbook.org/WGN radio/free. So you can go on and check out car insurance, auto repair shops, basement waterproofers, dentists, diamonds, dry cleaners, veterinarians, you name it. But I wanted to get you in here because you did a story about 65 things you probably shouldn't pay for.
Right.
And let's face it, everybody's, you know, watching their money these days, trying to get the most out of their buck. What's at the top of the list? Like, what are we wasting money on that we shouldn't be paying for?
Yeah, that's key. We focused on things we waste money on. We all waste money on luxuries. You know, people are buying state-of-the-art kitchens to heat up, you know, TV dinners, Trader Joe's, right?
Yeah.
You know, expensive clothes, you know, luxury cars. What we focused on are things that are often marketed as sensible purchases, but in fact, they're not. For most consumers, they're bad buys. And so, at the top of the list are these mini insurance policies that companies just constantly try to sell us these days. So you can't book an airline ticket without them offering you trip protection. You can't buy, you know, any electronics or appliances without them offering you an extended warranty. You want to buy a sofa, they're going to try to hit you up with some kind of purchase protection plan.
When I check out at Sam's Club on something they're trying to sell me, I'm like, do you not believe in the product you're selling?
I bought a $20 charger on Amazon the other day, and it wanted to sell me a protection package for this thing.
Yeah,
right?
It's crazy.
I bought tires last year, and it was like, you know, $800 worth of tires, and they wanted to sell me tire protection package for, you know, it's like $75. And you dig into these plans. So the tire protection plan, I think it's a good example of why it's wasteful. You dig into the policy, basically what it's covering you for is, well, if you get a flat, they'll fix it. You know, you can get it fixed.
But they do that anyway.
Well, it's like $20 repair, right?
Yeah,
$25 repair. Why would you buy insurance to protect yourself against such a small, you know, repair? And the same is true of, you know, when you buy these trip protection plans, you know, well, airlines these days, they don't charge change fees. If you need to change your trip, they'll give you a trip credit. And so you can't actually collect on those trip protection plans if you've, you know, decided not to go on the trip, because you didn't lose any money in effect. The insurance plan will look at it and say, well, you didn't lose money, therefore we're not going to pay you. It's on and on. There's so many home warranties. There are so many fine print exclusions in these policies. They say things like, oh, we'll cover you against the risk of all these expensive repairs. But you got to dig into the policy to see, well, the payout limit for furnaces is usually $1,500. And that's true of central air conditioners, too. Well, a new air conditioner costs $7,000-$8,000 or more. A new furnace costs $4,000 or more. They're not really fully giving you this peace of mind coverage that they sell.
Right. And, Kevin, how many of us read all the fine print?
me because it's my
you,
job.
You, right, not
but
me.
No one else. And I got to tell you, like, you know, the trip protection fine print, it's like 20-something pages. No one's going to read that, and they
right.
know it.
Right. You take it from the word of the person who's right. selling you the policy is what you
right.
do.
And what they know is that we have this tendency called loss aversion. Behavioral psychologists, basically, it's for some reason it seems far worse to lose $100, like have it fall out of your purse or your wallet and be gone, than it does to spend $100. And so when you're making a purchase, your feeling is, well, what if this isn't the right thing or it breaks or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And so they ramp up that anxiety. What if I can't make this flight? They ramp up the anxiety, and then they turn around and try to sell you a solution in the form of this insurance policy that's junk.
Yeah.
So all these things you should just avoid.
Yeah. All right. Kevin's in studio. We'll talk more about that next. First, Mary has a check on weather and traffic. So Kevin Brasler is the executive editor of checkbook.org. If you want to check it out and you want to get beyond the paywall, I mean, everybody can check it out, but you can get in-depth and get some reviews and that type of stuff if you go to checkbook.org/WGN radio/free. We were talking about the 65 things that you probably shouldn't be paying for. We were talking about warranties and... Yeah, somebody just said, I had a tire protection program that replaces a non-fixable tire. I had a $250 tire for free plus a small installation fee. That's what they got. You know, ultimately, it depends on you and what your thought process is.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is Costco offers that type of protection. If they can't repair a tire, then they'll replace it, and they offer that for free. So the fact that you can get something essentially the same plan for free from some other tire dealers offer the same kind of thing. For free, they'll rotate your tires. For free, they'll fix flats. Costco will fix your flat or even replace the tire. I mean, it just shows you that these extra costs, these little insurance policies for tires that people are trying to sell aren't worth that much.
They add up. And that's why when you said there were warranties for that, I thought, well, that's weird because where I buy my tires from, flat tire, fix a tire, rotation, always free.
These insurance plans are incredibly profitable for the companies that sell them, the retailers that push them, the insurance companies that back them. That's why they market them so heavily. They're not trying to do you a favor at checkout by selling you something good. They're trying to push the high profit thing. And the high profit thing these days are these extended warranties, these insurance policies.
And the very people selling them to you are making, they're getting a little bonus, right? Or a little bump on their check?
They're getting a bonus, or, you know, if you've ever rented a car and they push those protection plans so heavily and they make it seem like, well, everyone buys one, which one do you want? Well, the reason is they're coached to do so, and their career sometimes depends. How well they do in their job depends on how often they get to sell these policies.
What about dry cleaning? I see that right now. What's up with that?
Well, now it's 65 things you probably shouldn't pay for.
Right.
In the case of dry cleaning, if the suit jacket or whatever, if the tag says dry clean only, then yes, you should take it to a dry cleaner. But a lot of garments come with things that say dry clean, and that's more of a suggestion. You can usually get away with hand washing those items if you're careful.
All right. What are some other things that we might be wasting money on that we could actually save?
Well, you know, I think that one of the big items on our list is basic economy fares. I've been talking about this a lot recently where, you know, one reason you should not book a basic economy airfare is that you can't change your trip. So last week I had to go to Boston and back. I mean, I changed my flight like 3 times. The airlines don't penalize us like they used to for that. They used to charge $200 each time you changed your trip. They don't do that anymore. And so if you book basic economy airfare, you can't. If you want to check a bag, you got to pay for it. You can't take a carry-on, you got to check it instead. You can't pick a seat. So those are the annoying things. But the worst part about basic economy airfare is you can't change the trip. If you decide you don't want to go, then you just lose out on the money. You don't get a trip credit back.
Oh, yeah, that's no good.
That's another big one.
Yeah, and they just keep tacking on prices, you know? I mean, for, the seat selection and the checking bags and all that kind of business. I know you also did a piece on hiring a house cleaner.
Yeah, so, I think that, a lot of people need help, managing their mess, right?
You do,
And you're really kind of the first decision is, do you want to hire a service, a company? If you do, we do have ratings of local house cleaning services. Or do you want to hire an individual? And there's pros and cons with each. The pros of hiring a service is, you're not an employer. You're just hiring a company to deal with your mess, as opposed to if you hire an individual, well, now technically you're an employer. And you have to jump through certain hoops in terms of withholding taxes, in terms of filing the right paperwork, in terms of paying unemployment insurance to Illinois.
Jeez.
And it's a more complicated thing. But on the other hand, the benefits of hiring an individual is that, well, you know who's coming to do the work each time, and you can develop this personal relationship. I mean, it's a really personal job.
Right, right. They're in your business.
And so you know you're going to be dealing with the same person each time. You can build a rapport, and it's easier to kind of express your expectations. A lot of the complaints we get about house cleaning services is that you know, the quality just kind of diminishes over time, or it's different people, or, you know, and the big solution to this is, if you're picky about certain things, you have expectations, then communicate them in advance. It's easier to do that if you're dealing with the same person over and over again.
Right. But so if you do hire a person, let's say it's a one person company and they take care of all that kind of stuff, I mean, what is our liability there?
Well, it depends. And unfortunately, most people who are working with an individual or a pair of workers who come in, they don't bother, you know, filing these taxes. They don't bother, you know, making sure that, you know, the employer side of Social Security is paid in, or that there's unemployment insurance, and they're not making sure that, the, you know, there's worker comp coverage if something goes wrong. If you're dealing with the service, I think you ask them, you know, make sure they have liability coverage and make sure they have workers comp coverage. Because if there's a problem, if there's a disaster in your house, if they create a big problem, you're going to be on the hook to have it fixed. And if somebody gets hurt and there's no workers' comp coverage for that worker, well, then you may be on the hook for medical fees, too.
Oh,
it's a big liability there.
Yeah, it's a huge liability. So give people an idea of what else they can find on your website before I let you out of here, just about things where you have reviewed services. What types of things?
So we review, you know, hundreds of different types of services, from dentists to veterinarians to stores, financial service, home improvement contractors. Yeah, I think the thing that comes up over and over again, well, first of all, there's a lot of wasteful spending out there. We've kind of covered some of those topics. But really, the main thing, I've been doing this for 30 years, and what we find is there are just massive price differences across especially local services. So home improvement companies, veterinarians, dentists, some charge 2-3 times more than others do for the same work, the same jobs, right? And I think a lot of people say, well, you get what you pay for. But I'm telling you now, when it comes to local services, that's not true. Companies that do really good work, that get really high ratings when we survey their customers, they're just as likely to charge high prices as low prices. And the lousy companies, a lot of them charge really high prices, often because they have trouble keeping customers. They're not getting word of mouth referrals. And so it is important to shop around. It is important to get several bids if you're having home improvement work done. And just don't assume that a low bid means bad work.
All right. Thank you so much. Checkbook.org/WGN Radio/free.